Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear Islamic brothers, indeed, there is a lot of wisdom hidden in the sayings of our pious saints, rahimahumullah. Backbiters are advised in a unique manner not to sacrifice their worship by backbiting. If someone spends all his night praying and worshipping, but does not refrain from the evil habit of backbiting, then all of his worship will be transferred to the one who was spoken ill of and whose rights were violated. In reality, backbiting just once is more harmful in comparison to 100 years of voluntary worship, because if someone never performs any voluntary worship in his entire life, he will not be accountable on the Day of Judgment. However, backbiting is a source of the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, along with wasting virtuous deeds in the hereafter. Losing all the wealth of this world might be unbearable for your ego, but in reality, it is an insignificant loss. On the Day of Judgment, if one has to give only one virtuous deed to someone, then by Allah, this would indeed be a great loss.